From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. New law will not re-centralize power, stresses president. Job creation law to improve workers' lives. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo has said the omnibus law on job creation would not lead to re-centralization of authority away from regional governments. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, President Joko Widodo at an online press conference originating from the Bogor Presidential Palace West Java on Friday evening stated that the job creation law would not re-centralize authority from regional governments to the central government. There is no such thing. He said the business licensing process and authority will remain with the regional government in accordance with the norms, standards, procedures, and criteria determined by the central government. He explained in order to establish a good service standards in all regional governments, the establishment of the NPSK will be stipulated in the government's regulation. President Joko Widodo has said he believes the job creation law, which was approved this week at the plenary session of the House of Representatives, will improve the lives of workers and their families. He made the remarks during an online press conference originating from the Presidential Palace Bogor on Friday, as reported by Antaranus Agency. The president said he had chaired a virtual limited cabinet meeting with the government officials and governors on the law. He added the government's beliefs that through this law, millions of workers will improve their lives and the livelihoods of their families. He then explained the reason for drafting the law, including the need for creating large numbers of jobs for the Indonesian people. Every year, 2.9 million youngsters join Indonesia's working age population and are ready to enter the labor market. Some 153 companies have planned to invest in Indonesia after the passage of the Omnibus Law on Job Creation. It was said by head of the Investment Coordination Board, BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, as quoted by Antaranus Agency on Friday. Among the firms are foreign companies, including those that relocated their investment from several countries, such as South Korea, Japan, the United States, and China. The BKPM had affirmed that the job creation law passed on Monday, October 5th, had boosted investors' confidence to invest in Indonesia with simplifications in the licensing process. He noted currently, they are reluctant to invest in Indonesia because of the complicated licensing process. With this omnibus law on job creation, they are really keen to invest. Bank Indonesia's retail sales survey showed most commodity groups' retail sales performance continually improving, as indicated by a shallower 9.2% year-on-year real sales index, or RSI, contraction in August 2020 from 12.3% year-on-year in July 2020. As stated by Antaranus Agency Executive Director of the Bank Indonesia Communication Department, Oni Wijanarko, noted in a statement in Jakarta on Friday, that retailers reported gains affecting most commodity groups, with food, beverages, and tobacco recording a positive growth in line with immigration to the new normal era that has stimulated public activity. Retailers expected sales improvements to continue in September 2020, primarily supported by positive growth in the food, beverages, and tobacco industry, projecting an increase in RSI to 7.3% year-on-year from 9.2% year-on-year in August 2020. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Europe surpassed 100,000 daily reported COVID-19 cases for the first time on Thursday after countries such as Russia and the United Kingdom saw no respite in the mounting number of infections every day in the past 5 days. As reported by Reuters.com on October 9th, cases throughout Europe have been steadily rising over the past week, even as the new infections in worst-affected countries such as India and Brazil have shown signs of slowing down. The epicenter of the outbreak in the European region has moved to the United Kingdom, Russia, Spain, and France, which have reported at least over 10,000 cases each in the last 3 days. Russia reported its highest daily coronavirus cases ever since last record in May on Friday, prompting Moscow authorities to mull closing bars and nightclubs. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the United Nations World Food Programme WFP. As quoted by BBC.com, October 9, the agency was given the prize for its efforts to combat hunger and improve conditions for peace. The WFP, the 101st winner of the prize, now worth 10 million Swedish krona or $1.1 million, said it was deeply humbled to have won. Some 107 organizations and 211 individuals were nominated for the awards this year. WFP head David Beasley told the BBC News Hours he was in shock following the announcement. He said he was literally for the first time in his life without words. To receive this award is a recognition to the men and women at the World Food Programme who put their lives on the line every day for the struggling, suffering people around the world. He hopes this is a signal and a message that the World Food Programme is a role model and that all have got to do more. Armenia and Azerbaijan have begun their first direct talks since clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region flared up again nearly 2 weeks ago. As quoted by BBC.com, October 10, the talks in Moscow between the country's foreign ministers are being mediated by their Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. The UN says it is concerned by reports that the populated areas are being shelled. More than 300 people have died and thousands displaced since the latest violence broke out on September 27. Nagorno-Karabakh is run by ethnic Armenians, although it is officially part of Azerbaijan. The two former Soviet republics have blamed each other for the latest outbreak of violence, the worst in decades. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country. Today, first news comes from Pasuruan, East Java. Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo and Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita virtually opened a global scale cocoa research center called Pasuruan Cocoa Technical Center PCTC in Pasuruan, East Java on Wednesday. On the occasion, the governor of East Java, Kofifa Indar Parawansa, explained that in East Java there are numbers of cocoa plant centers by empowering the surrounding community, including chocolate villages in Blitar, Madiun, Jember, and Mojokerto. However, productivity is still low, so she hopes that the existence of PCTC can increase the productivity of East Java cocoa farmers with their innovative technology. Next news comes from Bogor, West Java. Two students from the Departments of Economic Resources and Environment Bogor Agricultural University or IPB University initiated the concept of sustainable niche tourism or sustainable tourism of Borobudur Temple during the COVID-19 pandemic. Faisal Ilham Kurniawan, one of the students, through a written statement received in Jakarta last Wednesday, said that sustainable niche tourism is a concept that is accepted to be a solution in realizing sustainable tourism in Borobudur Temple during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the scheme offered are the application of quota limitation policies and changes in entrance ticket prices, development of tourist zones, development of virtual tourism or Borobudur virtual tourism, tourism pledge policies, development of micro, small and medium enterprises through the online market, and development of supporting tourist objects. Last news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The participants of the 2020 International Culture Program ICP, who came from 22 countries, were enthusiastic about taking part in Indonesian language learning, which was given by a virtual speaker last Tuesday. The program teaches Indonesian, which is often used and easy to pronounce. The material, which was packaged in the form of interactive exercise and video playback related to the use of Indonesian, received a positive response from the participants. Deputy Counselor for Research and Innovation at Hasanuddin University, Muhammad Nasrum Masih, said the ICP program participants were also invited to see and learn about the culture of the Kajang tribe in Bulukumba Regency. Listener, that was news from across the country. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on October 10, 1970 on Fiji Independence Day. Fiji was found by the Dutch explorer Abel Tasman when he tried to find the Big South continent in 1643. But in the 19th century, European people arrived on the island to stay over there permanently. The island fell on the Great Britain as a colony in 1874. In October 1970, Fiji gained its independence. Democratic government experienced a military coup d'etat twice in 1987. After the second coup d'etat, the military government led by Siti Venirabuka declared that Fiji as a republic in 1987. The name of the country was changed from Dominion Fiji to become Republic of Fiji and changed again to be Republic of Fiji Island in 1997. Next event is World Mental Health Day. World Health Organization WHO annually commemorates World Mental Health Day on October 10th by aiming to raise awareness around mental health and to mobilize efforts in a bid to support better mental health. The commemoration was initiated for the first time by the World Federation for Mental Health in 1992 to improve knowledge, awareness, and people's advocacy throughout the world on mental health. In Indonesia, the World Mental Health Day began to be determined in 1993. It is to honor human rights of the psychiatric disorders, to expand mental health problems prevention programs, to bring health access up to society, to expand service coverage, and to optimally improve the effort of mental health. The last event is that in 2007, Syed Muzaffar Sukor, the first Malaysian, went to space. Syed Muzaffar Sukor, the first Malaysian who flew to space, was announced by Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi on September 25, 2007. The rocket which carried out Syed Muzaffar Sukor was launched from Baikonur launching in Kazakhstan on October 10, 2007. The rocket also carried out a Russian and US astronaut who would be on duty for 6 months at the International Space Station to replace two astronauts who would return to Earth along with Sukor. Sukor became the first Muslim who flew to the space during holy month of Ramadan and was at the space when it was Eid al-Fitr. Sukor was at the station for 9 days. And listener, that's Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Percaya bahwa cinta datang di pandangan pertama. Karena cinta butuh waktu yang kan biasakan suka berubah menjadi rasa yang tak tergambarkan. Kau lukis senyum di bibirku manis, menghapus semua derita.
Dan
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling Indonesian Cocoa Processing Industry the Third Largest in the World. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said that the cocoa processing industry contributed significantly to foreign exchange amid the pandemic. The export value of Indonesian cocoa reached $549 million in January to June 2020, an increase of 5.13% compared to the same period last year. At the inauguration of the Pasuruan Cocoa Technical Center, Mondelez International, which was carried out virtually on Wednesday, the Minister of Industry said 80% of Indonesia's cocoa production is intended for the export market. The Minister of Industry said that currently the cocoa processing industry has been able to produce various variants such as cocoa liqueur, cocoa cake, cocoa butter, and cocoa powder, with the main export in the form of cocoa butter, which has spread to countries such as the United States, Netherlands, India, Estonia, Germany, and China. He is optimistic that the cocoa processing industry can develop well because it is supported by Indonesia's potential with a total installed capacity of 800,000 tons per year from 13 companies. Agus Gumiwang revealed that Indonesia's cocoa processing industry is ranked third in the world after the Netherlands and Ivory Coast. Another potential, according to the 2018-2019 report by the International Cocoa Organization (IKO), is that Indonesia's cocoa bean production of 220,000 tons places in Indonesia in the sixth position as the largest producing country after Ivory Coast, Ghana, Ecuador, Nigeria, and Cameroon. With the characteristic of Indonesian cocoa beans, which have been high melting point and are rich in fat content, the cocoa processing industry can produce high-quality products in terms of taste, aroma, and even health benefits. The Ministry of Industry welcomed the establishment of the Cocoa Technical Center by Mondelez International in Pasuruan, East Java, with an area of 5 hectares and an investment of $13 million. Executive Vice President and President of Asia, Middle East and Africa of Mondelez International, Maurizio Brusadelli, said that the sustainability of cocoa supply is the key to long-term growth for Mondelez International in Asia and throughout the world. Brusadelli said that people want delicious snacks and the comfort of consuming them by knowing where the raw materials are obtained and produced in a way that has a better impact on the environment and community. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Mengertikah kamu aku rindu cintaku. Semua tak mampu hilangkan cinta yang telah kau beri. Walau kau berubah, aku kan bertahan di sepanjang waktuku. Biarkan aku mencintaimu dengan cara.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today we are going to take you to Wonosobo, Central Java. Wonosobo is a district located in the middle of Java Island, surrounded by several districts, such as Magelang, Temanggung, Banjarnegara, Kebumen, Batang, and Pekalongan. This time, we would like to enjoy one of the hidden paradises in Wonosobo, namely Menjer Lake. Menjer Lake is precisely located in Maron Village, Garung Sub-District, Wonosobo District, and it is 8 kilometers from the center of Wonosobo City. Menjer Lake is a lake formed from the eruption of Mount Pakuwaja before the water could overflow. Then the Menjer Lake functioned as a hydroelectric power plant by PLTA Garung. Over time, Menjer Lake, which is located at the foot of the Dieng Mountains, has become an attractive tourism spot. Menjer Lake has a depth of about 45 meters. Visitors can enjoy the clear stretch of lake water, and because it is located at an altitude of 1,300 meters above sea level. Visitors can also feel the coolness and freshness of the typical mountain air. In addition, they may tour the lake and see the enchanting view of Mount Sindor for 1 hour by a rental boat owned by the local residents for only 15,000 rupiahs. For visitors who have a hobby of fishing, they can do relaxation and fishing because there are some kinds of fish in Menjer Lake, such as tilapia, goldfish, and others ranging from small to jumbo-sized fish. If you are in Wonosobo, take your time to enjoy the beauty of Manjar Lake. By paying 3,000 rupees per person, you can get calm and freshness, so you are ready to go back to your activities. Well, listener, that was Indonesia Wonder for today, featuring Manjar Lake in Wonosobo, Central Java Province. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Menjadi nyata, akankah kita
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, good news comes again from the nation's representatives. The APT 62 team from Brawijaya University, Malang, succeeded in making Indonesia proud by winning the 2020 Spirit of Shell Eco Marathon Virtual Off-Track Award competition for the ASEAN region, which was attended by Brunei Darussalam, China, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Singapore. Besides the APT 62 team, two other teams that were also included in the top three of the 2020 Spirit of Shell Eco Marathon Virtual Off-Track Award also came from Indonesia. Long before, the teams from Indonesia had indeed become accustomed to winning this innovative competition. However, what distinguishes this year's Spirit of Shell Eco Marathon from previous years is that this competition was held virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In this virtual competition, a video by the APT 62 team tells the story of their journey in developing a disinfection robot with UV-like technology for room sterilization to contribute to preventing the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. Its technology is considered successful in leveraging science that offers innovative solutions in facing pandemic challenges around the world. Moreover, the APT 62 team is still refining the robot technology in order to realize its aspiration to mass produce this work so that its benefits can be felt throughout the archipelago as well as the world. Meanwhile, two teams from Indonesia who also occupied the top three positions, namely Semeru and ITS team Sapu Angin, also carried solution innovation. The Semeru team created Molis, an electric car that is used as a means of transportation for gases on campus. They also produced face shields using a 3D printer and distributed them to health workers in Malang, East Java. Meanwhile, the Sapu Angin ITS team created several innovative works, including city buses that are designed with good air circulation capabilities to prevent the spread of the virus and low-cost ventilators to support the availability of ventilators in hospitals in Surabaya. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa. Menjadi satu tanda tanya, apa yang sedang terjadi kini? Berbeda.
kita.
Biarlah rasa ini benar-benar jadi nyata.
Tiada alasan untuk menahan semua yang akan membawa kita ke sana.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Lagu Untukmu. The song Lagu Untukmu is M. Sugiono's creation. It tells about someone who presents a song for someone beloved. The love is delivered through the lyrics of the song. Even though the song is an old one, the characteristics of M. Rivani's vocal and also its beautiful rhythm make the song sound melodious and easy listening. Well, listener, here is M. Rivani with the song Lagu Untukmu. Enjoy the song.
Yang kupadu
dalam lagu. Kan ku persembahkan bagimu seorang sebagai baktiku padamu. Lewat lagu ini ku sampaikan saja cinta kasihku padamu. Terimalah kasih, terimalah sayang. Ini lagu hanya untukmu. Walau bertiup angin tak akan hanyut laguku ini, takkan ku alihkan langkah dan pandangku dalam mencapai cita-ku. Semoga kau terima, semoga tak kecewa dengan persembahan.
Virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kemana semua ini? You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Hari berganti, malam pun sepi sendirian. Lama tak sapa, lama tak jumpa, kesepian. Namun ku selalu menantimu. Jam dinding berputar, kakiku bergetar.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.